Northern Engraving Company makes aluminum nameplates, the kind you see on storefronts and other businesses. The EPA put the facility on the National Priorities List nearly 30 years ago because of metal contaminants found in soil and groundwater. Since then, contaminated soil or sludge has been dug up and put in a landfill. Further cleanup and groundwater monitoring are no longer necessary. However, the EPA's Michael Burkoff says they review the site every 5 years to make sure the cleanup measures are maintained.
It's just a matter of making sure that the earthen cover isn't damaged and that the fence around the area is maintained. There's a chain link fence around parts of the former sludge lagoon, the area that's now covered, and so that just prevents access.
The EPA says Superfund projects typically require long-term monitoring for decades after they've done the basic cleanup. Burkoff says they've partnered with the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources for ongoing work. Northern Engraving Company still owns the property and maintains the site. However, the DNR's Bill Evans says a deed restriction was recommended during the recent review to ensure the site will be managed far off into the future.
If the property ever changed hands, we need to make sure that the existing responsible party is no longer there, that whoever owns the property in the future is aware of that, that they would be responsible for that.
The EPA and DNR say all environmental and health threats at the Superfund site have been contained. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse.